world, if you're listening for experimental sounds and more, tune in and turn on and keep things turned on by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate. That's WG.
You are listening to the WGXC Acre 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
But right now, we're radio for open ears, raising money during the pledge drive. Right now, that's what's happening, and the number is 518-697-7400. So we're getting the cashola from our unbelievably supportive listeners right now. We have our sustaining members who are pledging on a monthly basis, just some of them just modest amounts, some of them significant amounts, but just enough to get by on this community radio project. The number is 518-697-7400. And we are appealing to our listeners at this time. This is what happens, guys. We got to make community radio happen. And this is what happens when we don't have corporate sponsorship, commercials, state government funding, and independent wealth that allows us to sail through with ease. So that's why we have to get everyone participating. It's like getting a president elected. $27 a piece can actually get your president elected if we put our minds together. Well, community radio. 518-697-7400, people.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Tamara with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Sarah Trafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Catskill Planning Board February 26th approved a special use permit for the Catterskill Inn, but with special parameters for operation. The inn, located on High Falls Road, was hosting weddings without a permit, but was working to remedy the situation with the planning board owner, Belkis Hirsch, said. Hirsch could not provide a specific date when wedding services first became available, but Trafton reports online reviews of the venue go back to 2010. At a public hearing January 8th, many residents complained about excessive noise. The planning board added two conditions to the permit to address the sound complaints. All music and amplified sound must be directed to the interior of the tents or the barn, and the music and amplified sound must end by 9 p.m. The planning board has asked the town board to install no parking signs along the road and added a condition that prohibits cars and buses from parking along the road. And events at the venue cannot exceed 125 people. The Catterskill Inn will have its special use permit revoked if any of the conditions set by the board are violated, the board said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper that the appellate division of the New York Supreme Court has ruled that until someone can determine exactly where Salvatore Cascino illegally dumped almost 10,000 cubic yards of solid waste on his 300-acre Copaic property, the offending material can stay put and Cascino can stay out of jail. Cascino, 79, a resident of Larchmont, Westchester County, has spent the past 21 years amassing violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at Copaig Valley Farm along the east side of Route 22 in Columbia County. Cascino spent 572 days in the Columbia County Jail after Columbia County Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols found him in criminal and civil contempt of court. He was released from custody in January 2018, pending a determination of his appeal. The appellate court handed down its decision February 21st, reversing Nichols' contempt order and granting Cascino's motion to purge the contempt charges. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman that candidates for Ulster County Executive have less than 2 weeks to get on the April 30th ballot. So far, there's only one person running. The only candidate for the special election is Democrat Pat Ryan, a Gardiner resident who finished second in the 19th Congressional District Democratic primary last year. Ashley Didis, the county's Democratic Commissioner of Elections, said the Board of Elections will know by March 11th the identity of everyone running. Acting County Executive Adele Reiter will serve in the post until the result of the special election is certified. Woodstock Supervisor Jeff Moran plans to run against Ryan in a June primary. County Republican Committee did not nominate a candidate. The winner of the special election will serve until the end of this year, and the winner of the regular November election for county executive will serve a four-year term starting January 1st, 2020. The special election is expected to cost Ulster County $220,000. Quote, "We've never had an election like this before," unquote, Didis said. Quote, "I think this might be the first countywide special election that's ever been conducted," unquote. After the special election is concluded, the Board of Elections will have less than 2 months to gear up for the June 25th primary. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential that new legislation intended to help candidates for local office get on the ballot more easily this year is in need of some modification. State lawmakers and Governor Andrew Cuomo signed off on a lower threshold to qualify for the ballot, essentially cutting the number of required signatures by 25% for local elected positions outside of New York City. Changes are pending that would close a loophole in the bill's language. The assembly version was advanced to the floor this week, and the proposal is still in the state Senate's committee process. Candidates could begin collecting signatures on March 5th, and they must be submitted by April 4th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC Local News. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you heard here. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday the snow begins after 3 p.m. with a high near 36. The snow continues overnight with a low around 22, and 3 to 7 inches is the forecast. Should end Monday morning sometime between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then it should turn mostly sunny with a high near 32. The cold follows the snow. Monday night, there's a low around 9. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high of 24 and a low around 7. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. Tune in to Radio for Open Ears on Sunday, March 3rd. We have special pledge drive programming, as it's our Radio for Open Ears pledge drive. We're asking you to call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And make sure the radio stays on in the community. The special programming on Sunday has all our regular programmers collaborating with each other. Cheryl Kay's in with the Jazz Disturbance at 11 a.m. She'll be joined partially by Neva Wartell. Her music for the Masses show starts at 1, and she'll be joined in the 3 o'clock hour with Carlina and Azuki from the Lile Latan WGXC afternoon show at 4 p.m. And Thatcher Keats is in at 6 p.m. with the Rancho Thatchmo show. Tony Fallon has the Irish show live from Acre at 8 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. We're reminding you that this is the WGXC Radio for Open Ears pledge drive, and we're asking you to make a donation at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. And it can be a one-time donation or, more importantly, we're asking for sustainable donations, repeatable donations. 17 cents a day, you can make a pledge that's $5 a month and become one of the 131 strong. We're marching to 500, where we can eliminate pledge drives as we know it on the radio if we get 500 local souls to become WGXC
sustaining supporters, and we thank them more and more and more for all their support and for voting to keep local community media in the local community landscape and making sure the Northern Hudson Valley has a voice and a place where you can go and have a voice if you have something to say, if you have a issue before your zoning board or your planning board or your town board. You can make sure that your voice is heard by coming on, getting interviewed about it, or recording the town meeting and webcasting it live with the WGXC app, making sure that people hear what's going on and that democracy doesn't wither away in secret. It blooms in public, and that's the idea here at WGXC. The more discussion, the more democracy is better. No matter what your view, we're talking about your issues here, whether it's, say, the Greene County Jail issue that's been talked about much, solar panels in Coxsackie, view sheds in Columbia County, burning garbage in Ravenna, PCBs in the Hudson River. These are all issues that get discussed here. We have local teenagers come on to talk about when there's national school shootings or local school issues about hiring security officers and more. Local students come on and you hear their opinions on the issues too, not just the adults, but you hear students talk about student issues on the air at WGXC. So maybe help out, keep a show like Catskills Clubhouse Radio on live at 6 p.m., where local youth talk about local issues on the radio, or Bound by Books that follows that show at 6:40, and those two shows are repeated Sunday mornings, where local youth read books from the Hudson Area Library and talk about the books they read on the radio at WGXC.org. We've got other shows where people talk about local food issues, where people talk about local political issues, and lots of shows where people play music, whether it's from Iran or Zimbabwe or Argentina or New Mexico or from Alaska or Maine or from Delhi or Ankrum. We play all kinds of local music and sounds from around the world, and the kinds of things you don't hear on your radio dial. So when you're struggling on your radio dial to find something to listen to, settle in at 90.7 FM. In the morning between 4 a.m. and either 9 or 11 a.m., you'll hear mostly talk. A little music starts to seep in at 9 a.m., and then we go full music and sound from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. More talk, whether it's local talk about your community on the WGXC afternoon show at 4 p.m. or international talk from Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! At 7 p.m. And then the music and sounds return at 8 p.m. and overnight till 4 a.m. on the radio at WGXC.org. Please consider a sustaining donation at WGXC.org/donate, or go online to WGXC.org/donate, or call 518-697-7400 and make a donation today to keep the radio on tomorrow. You can do it. Please, you can help.
This is a red alert. Please remain calm. Every precaution will be taken for your protection. Keep your radio tuned to this place on the dial throughout the alert period for information. Telephone service to your home may be cut off to permit military and civil defense authorities to carry out vital operations. Take shelter in your basement or in your nearest shelter area. If you can plug in your radio in the basement, take it with you. Use a portable radio set if you have one. Otherwise, turn up the volume of your radio so that you can hear it in the basement. Keep calm. Don't lose your head. This station will continue to stay on the air throughout the alert period to bring you authentic information and official instructions. Refuse to listen to unauthorized rumors or broadcasts. This is your official broadcast.
In accordance with the authority vested in me, I hereby declare a emergency to exist.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fahim. I am 14 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda. I'm 17, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we love more.
Books we love even more than that. Or some people would say books we hate.
Yeah.
And other bookish things. And Bound by Books has been talking about books weekly on WGXC for 8 years now.
Impressive.
We're celebrating 8 years of WGXC and 8 years of Bound by Books. So happy birthday. Yay.
Yeah.
And WGXC is celebrating 8 years with the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. We're hoping that folks out there listening that appreciate WGXC and all of the diverse shows that hit the airwaves will pledge their support to keep WGXC on the air. We're specifically looking for some sustaining donors, so folks that can give maybe $5 a month, $10 a month, $20, $25, $30, and so on, $50 a month, to help keep sustainable funding for the radio station. But of course, we will accept any support that anyone wants to give to the radio station. If you want to make a one-time donation, we would be so pleased to have your support, and every little bit really does count. So if you'd like to make a donation, here's how you can do it.
You can call the number 518-697-7400.
Or you can go to wgxc.org/donate.
And there you can either make a one-time donation or you can make a sustaining donor pledge. We hope everyone listening will give a call and pledge your support, help keep shows like Bound by Books on the radio, and help us celebrate 8 wonderful years of WGXC and Bound by Books. And when you're on the website, check it out. There's a lot of great stuff on there. You can read local news, you can see events happening in the area, you can see, check out the new schedule, so all of the new shows that are on WGXC now. So definitely give it a look when you're there. Mm-hmm. You can also listen to old episodes of Bound by Books there and subscribe to our podcast. So extra incentive to go to that website. So wgxc.org/donate to make your donation, or call
518-697-7400.
Hooray. So we're going to dive into talking about some books now, because that's what we do on Bound by Books. So who would like to start?
I guess I'll start. I read a biography of Zilda Fitzgerald. It was inspired by Great Gatsby, which I read in school. So a teacher recommended me reading this. It's very interesting. So before Zelda was married to Fitzgerald, the American author, she was, you know, a ballerina. She was, she was beautiful. She was, and she grew up in Alabama. And it was her dream to be, you know, popular dancer. So after she married Fitzgerald, she couldn't achieve that dream because she was married. You know, she didn't have the physical characteristic they were looking for. And so they had a daughter. So she followed her parents' footsteps, and she also became a novelist. But the saddest thing is Zelda suffered mental illness, which goes in depth in this book, and how she felt about it and how she felt and about marrying Fitzgerald, her American dream being the, like, she wanted to be the top dancer, like ballerina, but she couldn't. It connects to Fitzgerald's 1920s American dream. So it's really good, like how they describe it. So hopefully whoever listening, if they want to check it out, it's really inspiring.
Awesome.
Of how they felt.
That's a big book.
Yeah.
I don't read biographies or memoirs that often, but I really like them when I do.
Yeah.
It's fun sort of diving into someone's life and learning more about them.
Yep.
Yeah. And what did you bring, Fahim, to share?
I bought Splendors of Glooms by Laura Amy Schlitz. This book is about, I'm just going to give a description. The master puppeteer Grissini is so expert at manipulating his jingle puppets that they appear alive. With his orphan assistants, he goes to perform at the home of Clara Wintermute, the only child of a wealthy doctor. Clara is spellbound by the gaudy show and escape from her life of grief, guilt, and secrets. While Grisney's assistants are dazzled by the sumptuous Wintermute home. When Clara vanishes, suspicion falls on the puppeteer, leading his assistants to discover his criminal past and evil intentions. Fleeing London, they find themselves in a trap set by Grisney's ancient rival, a witch looking to shed her deadly inheritance before it's too late.
Cool.
So it's pretty dark.
Yeah. I've heard it's got some creepy elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy it?
Sure.
Sure. So you didn't, not a yes. Not a yes, it was great, but a...
Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
What did you like about it?
Clara finding out the truth.
Mm-hmm. So sort of the revealing of the mystery.
Yeah.
Cool. What did you not like as much about it?
How this guy made these puppets.
Because it's creepy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't read it, so I don't really know what happens, but I've heard little bits about it along the way. Do you think I should read it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. Maybe we'll someday. So I actually wanted to talk about some books that came out in February that I'm very excited about that I did not get to read yet. And maybe those listening out there, and maybe you too here, will hear something that you're interested in reading about too. So there were a few books that came out in February that I thought sounded wonderful. One is On the Come Up by Angie Thomas, which is the second novel by Angie Thomas, who wrote The Hate U Give, which was a popular novel. Won multiple awards and was made into a movie, and it's going to be a Battle of the Books book this year, so that's exciting. So this is her second book, so there was a lot of anticipation of this novel, and it's been getting good reviews as well, so that's exciting. So here's the description. 16-year-old Brie wants to be one of the greatest rappers of all time, or at least win her first battle. As the daughter of an underground hip-hop legend who died right before he hit big, Brie's got massive shoes to fill. But it's hard to get your come up when you're labeled a hoodlum at school, and your fridge at home is empty, after your mom loses her job. So Brie pours her anger and frustration into her first song, which goes viral, for all the wrong reasons. Brie soon finds herself at the center of a controversy, portrayed by the media as more menace than MC. But with an eviction notice staring her family down, Brie doesn't just want to make it, she has to, even if it means becoming the very thing the public has made her out to be. Insightful, unflinching, and full of heart, On the Come Up is an ode to hip-hop from one of the most influential literary voices of a generation. It is the story of fighting for your dreams, even as the odds are stacked against you, and about how, especially for young black people, freedom of speech isn't always free.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting.
I'm so excited for that one. Another book that sounded very good is called To Night Owl from Dogfish by Holly Goldberg Sloan and Meg Wolitzer. So it's two authors joining forces. Here's the description for that one. Avery Bloom, who's bookish, intense, and afraid of many things, particularly deep water, lives in New York City. Bette Devlin, who's fearless, outgoing, and loves all animals as well as the ocean, lives in California. What they have in common is that they are both 12 years old and are both being raised by single gay dads. When their dads fall in love, Bette and Avery are sent, against their will, to the same sleepaway camp. Their dads hope that they will find common ground and become friends, and possibly one day even sisters. But things soon go off the rails for the girls, and for their dads too, and they find themselves on a summer adventure that neither of them could have predicted. Now that they can't imagine life without each other, will the two girls, who sometimes call themselves Night Owl and Dogfish, figure out a way to be a family? Summer camp. It's always fun. Can't go wrong with that. And I actually haven't read any books, I don't think, by those authors, but they're, like, critically acclaimed. Like, their books are very popular, so I'm excited for it. And the last one I wanted to share was The New Kid by Jerry Craft, who's coming to the Bookfest this year, and he's come many years. And this is his latest book, and it's been getting wonderful reviews, so I'm very excited to read it. Here's the description. Perfect for fans of Raina Telgemeier and Jean Lynn Yang, New Kid is a timely, honest graphic novel about starting over at a new school where diversity is low and the struggle to fit in is real. From award-winning author, illustrator Jerry Craft. Seventh grader Jordan Banks loves nothing more than drawing cartoons about his life. But instead of sending him to the art school of his dreams, his parents enroll him in a prestigious private school known for its academics, where Jordan is one of the few kids of color in his entire grade. As he makes the daily trip from his Washington Heights apartment to the upscale Riverdale Academy day school, Jordan soon finds himself torn between two worlds, and not really fitting into either one. Can Jordan learn to navigate his new school culture while keeping his neighborhood friends and staying true to himself? You'll have to read to find out.
Yep.
So that sounds good. And I love reading books by
Jerry Craft,
yeah.
Was, yes. And by all of the authors, yes, that come for the Children's Book Festival, which, save the date, first Saturday in May. Come on down to the Hudson Junior Senior High School for books and authors. And us will be there. Yay. So those are some of the books that came out recently that I'm excited about. Do you all have anything on your next to read list? Anything you're excited about? Or anything you know that you're going to be reading because of school?
Oh, yeah. Incantation and Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe.
It's Bound by Books favorite.
Yeah.
I'm excited to read Kill the Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I mess up that title sometimes too.
So soon we'll be reading that. Cool. In school.
I think that's one of the classic novels that gets read in high school the most, and that is the most popular. So I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I heard so much things about it. So
awesome. You'll have some good assignments coming up. It's nice when that happens.
Yeah.
Well, before we go for the day, we're going to just remind our listeners that we're in the Radio for Open Ears Pledge Drive. We're celebrating 8 years of WGXC and 8 years of Bound by Books. And we're hoping that everyone listening will show their support for WGXC and make a contribution. Help WGXC stay on the air. Keep radio shows like Bound by Books on the airwaves. You can pledge your support by
calling on the number 518-697-7400 or
WGXC.org/donate.
And we're hoping some of you listening out there love WGXC so much that you'd be willing to become a sustaining donor for WGXC. What that means is you contribute a set amount each month throughout the year. So every month we can count on your support. It can be as small as $5. It can be as high as, I don't know if there's a high. You can give us whatever amount you want. But, you know, $5, $25, $50, $100, $1 million. And of course, if you're more interested in giving a one-time donation, we would be so grateful for your support as well. You can make all of those